She squeezed the clock and little butterflies or whatever they were come out of it. About 4, 6, 7, 8. They were just flying away. She just squeezed the clock. It was a big clock with little bells on the top. You know, you've seen those before, like the little alarm clock. Well, she squeezed it and little butterflies kept coming out. These butterflies, if you looked up real close, because one is coming right by, here it is. Oh, it had like clothes on or something. I've never seen a butterfly with clothing on. Had a little shirt or something, a pants. It was wearing some kind of an outfit, and it just flew away. Here comes another one. There it is. It's hard to see when they move so fast like that. But that one had clothes too. Why did they have the clothes on? That was a good question. Butterflies with clothing? Never heard of that before. That's pretty interesting, I'll tell you that. Look at that. They're all starting to gather around the well. You see the well over there? Yeah, they're gathering around it. Why? Look at that one. It's getting right inside. It's going down inside the well. It's going in. The other ones are starting to follow. Oh, look at that. I wonder why they're doing that. I wonder. I'm going to take a walk over there and have a look at that. And I started to walk. As I walked through the bushes and the tall grass, I was getting a little bit closer to the well, but I noticed there was a lot of rocks on the ground. It's getting pretty rocky. I never noticed that the other day. A lot of rocks on the ground. As I started to walk and making sure that I didn't slip off these rocks as I was walking toward the well, and the butterflies were still going in. There was only a couple left. They were starting to head down inside. And I wanted to see what was in there. So I walked up, and I looked in. Look at that! It was bright. Down at the bottom of the well, there was light. It was a light down there. I didn't even know that was possible. I thought there was just water down there. Something is down there. Look, I wonder if I could get down if I lowered this rope where the bucket is. I'll just take the rope. No, I'll leave the bucket on it. And I'll lower it down. That's what I'm going to do. And I started to crank it. And it started to go down. The bucket was going down. Doggone thing was so loud. It's squeaking and stuff. I was afraid that I was going to scare the butterflies. All the butterflies were in by now. They're all worked their way all the way down to the bottom. And that light was beautiful down there. You know the thing about the light? It was kind of like an orangish light, and then it would shift colors. It would just shift colors into a bluish, and then into an orange. It kind of mixed together like into a greenish looking. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I'm going to lower this bucket, then I'm going to climb down. I'll just climb down the bucket, right down the rope, right down to the bucket. I'll put my feet in the bucket so that I can just stand at the bottom and see what's down there. There's got to be something. Look at the light. Where's it coming from? Okay, there we go. I'm lowering it. It's almost down to the bottom. It's at the end of the rope, actually. Let me check it to make sure that it's going to hold me. Yeah, that's good. That looks good. Yeah, that's good. Everything looks good. Let me try to put a little pressure on this thing. And it looks like a new rope, too. Pretty new, anyway. All right, here we go. So I put my knee up on the edge of the well and lifted myself up to it. And I just kind of leaned over, hanging onto the rope. I just kind of lifted myself up a bit and put one foot in and then the other. And I just sat there on the ledge, hung onto the rope. And then I leaned out forward and hung on. And little by little, you know, I did what they do in the movies. They wrap their feet around the rope. I don't know why, but I did it anyway. And then I started to lower myself down. Dang, I didn't think I was going to be this heavy. But I started to lower myself down. This is not as easy as it looks. And I could feel the warmth down at the bottom already. And I was only a few feet down. And I started to keep going down lower and lower and lower. And I looked up and I could see the little hole at the top as I continued to make my way down. I was getting kind of nervous. For one thing, if I didn't care for what I saw, I'd have to climb up. I hope I could make it. I hope I could make it all the way up. It was quite a distance. I was probably more than halfway down now. Kind of a smell of a, kind of a, I don't know how to say it, but it was like there was mildew, and I could smell mildew, or something like that. Just wet smell, like wet cloth or something. And I just kind of lowered myself down. But the light was bright, and it was lighting up the hole inside the well now where I was. And I got down there, and I could see over there. I could see some reflections in that light. It was almost like water. It was like flowing, rolling water, waves of water. That's what it was. That's why it was changing color. It was rolling waves of water. It's just not splashing, but just rolling back and forth and around and twirling. That's it. Okay, I got 1 foot in the pail now. About as low as it's going to go. I'm at the bottom. Under that ledge is where they are. I would imagine the butterflies are still under there. But why is this water full of color? I don't know. And why is it rolling all over the place? I wanted to see. But the only way that I could see is if I could stick my head under the edge of the bottom of the well and look into the underneath the flooring or underneath the ground, whatever was under there. Well, I decided I could hang by my legs on the pail. Just put my legs over the pail and just hang down upside down like you do on a monkey bar or something. And I was going to try that. And so here I was. Got my legs set, and the rope was kind of jiggling and jaggling back and forth. And I could see way up at the top, even though it was getting dark out, the little hole that was the opening of the well. Now I was going to let myself go, let go with my hands, and bend down under while my legs, I wrapped my feet around each other, and my knees were now over the pail, and I just let myself down as low as I could go, and then I let go of the rope, and I let myself hang there, and I bounced back and forth a little bit, hitting against the wall as I started to slow down into just regular hanging. Well, this was perfect because I could just barely see underneath, and I could see all the activity. I could see way in the back, and there the butterflies, look. There they are, way back there. And there's a lot of things going on. But I really couldn't tell what it was. It's just a lot of movement and shadows. A lot of movement. And those waves, they were going all the way to the butterfly area and coming all the way back. And all the way around I could see. All the way around as I started to look all around in different directions. Of course, you remember I was upside down now, so I was seeing everything upside down. But if I could turn my head a little bit, it'd be right side up, but I could barely do that. I was just considered myself lucky for being able to see what I did see. Well, there was something under there. I'm going to check that out tomorrow. I'm going to find out what that's all about tomorrow. So I started to lift myself up and grabbed onto the pail. And just as I grabbed the pail, I could hear it starting to crack. Oh, no, I don't want that to happen. So I slowed down. Don't pull hard on the pail or it's going to break. And I'm going down into that water or whatever it is. And I could hear it cracking. The pail was starting to crack. Oh, no. I have a hard time starting to fold and lift myself up to the rope. And I grabbed as much as I could with the tips of my fingers onto the handle of the pail. And I just gradually pulled myself up right onto the pail handle and then onto the rope. Oh, I was having such a hard time. And then I grabbed onto the rope with my other hand and I started to pull myself up. Luckily, I was hanging upside down and could let my arms rest. And then I started to pull myself up. And I was going up. I had a long way to go, but I was going to do it because I was going to make it to the top no matter what. And so there I was, one hand over the other. One hand over the other. Up I was going. Up. Up closer. And my feet, I wonder if I could stretch him out to hold on to the sides of the well. But not quite enough. Not quite enough in the back end now. And I wrapped my feet around the rope as much as I could, as far as I could grab it anyway, with my legs. And up I go, one, another one, hand above the next, hand above the next, and hand above the next, and pull myself up, and pull myself up, and hand above the next, and I just kept doing that. I was over halfway up now. I was going to make it. And I just happened to look down, and I could see that whatever it was down there, the water going back and forth now was turning different color, more of a red. It was getting red now, and I had to get out. I don't know if that was either hot or just red from something. I don't know what. And I just, one hand over the other again, up I went, right to the top, right to the top. There, I was getting close. Oh, there it is. All right, I'm on top. I finally made it. Up a little more, a little more. That's it. That's it. And I reached up with my foot, and I managed to just get it right to the top of the well. And I hung on to that rope, and I stretched out as much as I could. I started to roll over until my body, I could feel it now, laying on the side of the well. Oh, I finally made it. Oh, I finally made it. And I just started to bend over. It was going to be a fall to the ground, but I didn't care. And I just leaned over to the side, and over I went. Oh, right to the ground. Oh, what was that down there? And I gradually made it to my knees and was able to get up to the top of the well and look down in again. And it was red, very deep red, and almost turning into a purple. And there were no butterflies coming out. They were still down there. And I looked down. It was such a beautiful color, but what was it? That was so different. So very different. And it was getting dark. It was dark. And the stars were out. The stars were everywhere. The clusters of stars. Beautiful. And it was a summer night. And I was leaning up against the side of the well, just leaning there, looking up. I just rested, looking up at the sky, resting and looking at the sky, just looking at the sky, with all those stars, everywhere, beautiful stars. Staring at the stars, all those stars, everywhere, all those stars, everywhere, all those stars, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere.